Support for this public radio podcast comes from the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org.
Heavy Metal.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. There could be a fight brewing for ownership of the Canadian metal giant Alcan. Alcan told shareholders on Tuesday to reject a $27 billion takeover bid from Alcoa. This morning, there are reports Alcan is in talks with another suitor, Australian mining giant BHP Billiton. Alcan shares are higher in European trading. Later today at the SEC, a meeting to discuss whether Sarbanes-Oxley accounting rules should be relaxed for the smallest publicly traded companies. Those companies spend up to 1% of their earnings complying with those regulations. Marketplace's Steve Henn says many are begging for some relief.
Joseph Pache is the CEO of ICOS. It's a small nanotech company based in Franklin, Massachusetts. Pache's business needs capital. But if he decides to take his company public, he'll be heading overseas to London's stock exchange.
There are law firms in Washington that have groups that specialize in helping small companies to do just that.
Why? Because he wouldn't have to obey those onerous Sarbanes-Oxley accounting rules. That's one reason many argue that small businesses should be exempt from parts of that law. But Eric Talley, a law professor at UC Berkeley, argues a small business exemption's a bad idea.
Companies may manipulate their own practices a little bit more than they would have.
If companies worth less than, say, $75 million don't have to abide by the same rules as everyone else, Talley worries many small firms would massage their books to appear even smaller. And the last thing anyone wants is rules that encourage accountants to get creative. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
And on Wall Street Tuesday, the Dow closed down 3 to 13,539. The Nasdaq closed up 9 to 2588. And the S&P was down a point to 1524. The price of making a mobile phone call from one European nation to another is about to get a lot cheaper. Today, EU lawmakers backed a plan that will slash cross-border cell phone calling. The price caps huge roaming charges paid by the EU's 480 million citizens when they travel outside their own countries. Here's Stephen Beard in London on what it means.
There's two elements to this. First of all, it's going to be a lot lower. And then they're going to be level, so it'll cost you the same to call wherever you are within the 27 member states. As a result of these changes, these roaming charges could fall by up to 75%.
That's a lot of money, Stephen. And ostensibly that makes those EU states, so to speak, closer together, which is, I guess, part of the point.
Yeah, that is the point, actually. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It is part of this trend towards the single market, you know, harmonizing everything, putting everyone on a level playing field so that we all get the idea we're living in one big, large, happy country.
The new calling prices could go into effect as early as August. Payless Shoe Source says it's snapping up StrideRight, better known as the maker of Keds. The deal will cost the discount shoe retailer $800 million. That's a whole lot of little white shoes. Once it's all said and done, Payless will have a new name, Collective Brands.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. By the Medtronic Foundation, celebrating women and women's health. Information and resources on women's health issues available at womenshealth.gov. And by Fox Searchlight, presenting Once, the tale of two kindred spirits making music and finding romance on the bustling streets of Dublin. Now playing in select theaters.
Architect Frank Gehry is being sued over a line of jewelry. A Culver City, California company called Circa says Gehry had given them the exclusive rights to produce, distribute, and sell all his jewelry and gift items. Circa says Gehry made a deal with Tiffany without saying how much money he was going to make. We all joke about how one day we're going to be replaced by computers. Many jobs, of course, already have been. Well, those who work in another sector that should be quaking in their boots are sales clerks. From Chicago Public Radio, here's Mike Rhee.
Andre McReynolds runs a silkscreen T-shirt business out of his home on Chicago's South Side. He makes the T-shirts in the basement.
How about you here?
It's unfinished and a little messy, but people shopping at his online store don't need to know that.
Welcome, and thank you for visiting SuzeCrewPrinting.com.
That's the online salesperson for McReynolds' website. These virtual characters, known as avatars, are meant to add a human touch to internet shopping. McReynolds says he was inspired by another site's avatars.
On that website, there were like tour guides, and they would tell you to go to this page to get this information, go to that page to get that information, and then they will send you back to the home page to make the complete sales pitch. And I said, that's a very good idea.
Orders from McReynolds' site have spiked up in the last year and a half since he installed the avatar, and his site has gotten stickier, meaning people are spending more time on it and clicking through more pages. It doesn't stop there.
To me, they like internet robots. They don't get tired. They're not human, you know what I'm saying? And they can work 24 hours a day whenever somebody comes to the site.
McReynolds' avatar is an animated female brunette with emerald green eyes and a pink blouse. He created it using a program from a company called Oddcast, which sells customizable avatars. President and CEO Adi Seidman says McReynolds' choice of a female is common. They actually convert into better sales. Seidman's proud of his avatars and says they're effective because people like to be taken care of. But it'll be a while before avatars are truly lifelike.
A real-life salesperson is really smart. They smile, they move around, they grab things, they show you things. And in the end of the day, a virtual salesperson is only a robot. It's only as smart as it's been programmed.
Right now, the avatars from Seidman's company are simple cartoons that can be programmed to say canned lines or lines that you supply. So this isn't the Android-filled future just yet. Or is it?
From Chicago, I am Mike Rhee for Marketplace.
Let's hope the boss didn't hear that story and get any ideas. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Enjoy your day. American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.